This is TWiT.
Amazon unveiled 5 new ebook readers and tablets yesterday evening, including a $79 touchscreen Kindle reader, a $199 Kindle Voyage device, a $379 Fire HD X 8.9 tablet, a $99 Fire HD 6 tablet, and, I think most interestingly, a $149 Fire HD tablet just for children. Lance Ulanoff is the editor at large of Mashable, Nat Guerin is the commissioning editor at The Next Web, and Dieter Bonn is executive editor at The Verge. Welcome to all three of you.
Thanks for having me.
Now, let's start with you, Lance. What's new about the ebook readers?
So they managed to suck an ounce out of the weight of the current Kindle. So the Kindle Voyage, I guess it's built for a trip, is like 6.3 ounces and... You know, it's an e-ink display, you know, which means it's not backlit. It's higher resolution than ever, like 300 pixels per inch or something to that effect. It's super crisp, super white. Always keep in mind, though, that, you know, the e-ink technology is not made by Amazon. They license it. They get it from e-ink. And, in fact, I'm guessing that at some point Barnes & Noble will probably come out with an e-reader that will have the same kind of screen in it. But it is, you know, super light and thin, and it's got more features for Goodreads, and it's got something called, I believe, WordWise, I think is the name of it, which actually puts definitions for words in the text. So little plain English definitions over the text when you're reading. And fortunately, you can turn that thing down. It's also a pretty expensive e-reader. It's $199.
Yeah, that is pretty pricey considering what it is you're getting. And these essentially act as bookends to the Paperwhite, right? There's a Paperwhite that's right in between.
It's still in there.
Yeah,
right.
So there are three now main e-book readers from Kindle, as I understand it.
Yeah.
And this is a nice selection. Now, clearly one of the most interesting things about this is the low cost of the low-end version of this. it seems to me that a lot of people are going to be going for that. Now, these are advertising subsidized, right?
Yeah. Usually for the lowest price, you get the little, you know, like it's in sleep state, you get the advertisement. But let me just say something about the $79 model. Do not look at that next to the Voyage. Don't even look at that next to the Paperwhite, because it's kind of ugly.
Uh-huh.
it's fat. It doesn't have nearly as high a resolution. It doesn't have the touch. It has a touchscreen, but not the same kind of touchscreen. It actually uses infrared. So it's a little bit different. I mean, it's if you're looking for a super low-cost device, fantastic. But I think that if you happen to see the Voyage next to it, you're going to be, you know, like, well, if I can't afford that, at least maybe I can get the Paperwhite. Which, by the way, I own a Paperwhite, and that's a great device. I didn't actually think they could get brighter and sharper, but they have. And one thing I wanted to mention is Amazon said to us that their end goal for digital readers is paper.
Huh.
So think of the future where someday, probably not tomorrow, you will have something that's like a piece of paper but will be interactive, will be refreshable.
Nat Guerin, let me just have you jump in and talk to us a little bit about what's offered for kids and families, since that was part of the big slew of announcements this week.
Yeah, sure. So with the new announcements, they announced the Fire HD 6 and 7. And they've also bundled it in a way where they call it the kids edition, which kind of comes with, you know, a lot of offering for families with young children and parents who want to monitor what their kids are kind of interacting with on the tablet. So for $149 for the 6-inch edition, you get the soft cover, which is, you know, life-proof. And they also have a simplified OS, just easy for kids to use. And parents can also set usage control, as in, you know, how many minutes a day they want their kids to watch a movie or read a book, or whether they should get through 30 minutes of educational content first before they can play games. So, and it also comes with free time unlimited for a year, which allows kids to interact with a slew of content, such as books, games, shows, and just really kid-friendly stuff. And all of this comes for basically an extra $50, and as opposed to if you bought just the HD 6 on its own. So they're really trying to incentivize parents to buy the bundled package so that kids can really enjoy the tablet. Just, you know, I think kids these days are kind of born into the touchscreen era. So really teaching kids to kind of interact with technology in a responsible way is a smart move on Amazon's part, and I think the pricing strategy should work quite well.
Now, Dieter, you wrote a detailed feature and review on the Kids Edition, and you seemed really impressed with it. Is this something that you would recommend to parents?
So I can't quite recommend it because I haven't given it a full review yet. I haven't spent a ton of time with it. But I will say that Amazon is way ahead of everybody else when it comes to optimizing their operating system for parents and for kids. This is the first kids tablet that isn't like insulting to kids. There's just lots of little clever features in there. Like when a kid uses the camera, it uploads all of the pictures a kid takes to the parents' cloud. And then the parents can decide whether or not they want to share those photos, so you can spy on your kids that way. The other kind of crazy thing about this Kids Edition is for that $50 premium, you get a 2-year, no questions asked, complete warranty where they will replace it as long as you send the broken one back. And I mean, when I talked to Amazon, I said, you know, so is this like a dollar bill where as long as I send back 51%, you'll still send me a replacement? And they basically said, yeah, like you can just smash the thing however you want and they'll send it back to you. And Amazon actually doesn't think it's that smashable. It's a relatively durable tablet, especially when you compare it to other Android tablets at that, you know, $100, $150 price range.